So, hey, I appear to be the common link between the two shows. I'm Jeff Michael Weiss. Geek Show Podcast, X96, Big Movie Mouth Off, as well as Mediocre Show.
Is there a podcast you're not fucking on?
No, pretty much. I'm on all of them. Before Mediocre Show starts, we're going to have some stand-up comedy provided by some friends of mine, including some guy that's on some show, See You Next Tuesday. Troy, will you get your ass down here and warm these people up for Mediocre Show? I love this man.
Bring him in.
Right there.
Don't fuck up. Troy, bring him in.
How tall do you think I am?
I would say about 5'10".
Cool. So, I really shouldn't be here today. I lost my girlfriend in a house fire that I started because I caught her cheating on me. And now it's just like, you know, between the amount of paperwork and the funeral and lying to the cops, it's like I have no me time anymore. WT fuck. But if you don't know me, my name's Troy Seiple. And the first thing you should know about me is that sometimes I like to hire private investigators to follow crackheads just to validate their paranoia. I'm a giver. It's a heart of gold inside a deep, dark void somewhere. But I know. Fuck. I know we have a lot of serious movie buffs in the crowd tonight, and I apologize, I'm a little bit behind. I know it's been out for a while, but I still really want to see The Final Destination, which is, it's not a movie, it's my nickname for Natalie Portman's vagina. And that chick, I would make a spinach omelet from her afterbirth. No, I wouldn't. Spinach is gross. You guys. But, yeah, Natalie Portman. She's like one of these in-vogue Hollywood starlets right now. I think pretty much most of the male population would tap that. And when it comes to females, I feel like us guys are totally idealistic. We set the bar pretty high. It's like we want the domestic skills of Rachel Ray and the body of Rihanna, but more often than not, for some reason, I end up with a walking Zoloft commercial with the voice of Rachel Ray and the domestic abuse history of Rihanna. It's fucked. Fucked up. So at risk of sounding uncouth, I think I've already violated that, but or arrogant or superficial, I'd like to ask a question. Why are ugly people so confident? Like, why are these mutant trolls so cocky? Go to Walmart. You know Walmart. That's the store that smells like cat litter and teen pregnancy. Go to Walmart. Stand in the lobby. Take a gander at the idiot parade that waddles past the geriatric welcoming committee. Just these people. Just nylon covering body parts that aren't even recognized by the American Medical Association, spandex everywhere, and clothing symbiotically fused to cellulite like a fat venom from Spider-Man. And then their offspring, these fucking little hicklets, they're running around with snot flying out of their nose. Hicklets. They're running around with snot flying out their nose. They're reaching up through the gumball machine. I'm pretty sure if you snatch one of them, their 21-year-old grandmother wouldn't even notice. But I digress. So these sideshow podunk rejects walk around like King Vagina of Dildo Mountain. And I mean, look at me. I'm average height. I'm average weight. I don't have any limbs that are like mutated in weird/awesome ways. But But I have the confidence of Susie Q student the day in junior high when she candy striped her white Levi's. Yeah, it is. It's that bad. Yeah, I know. It's fucking bad. So who's going to see Top Dead Celebrity tonight? Is it just me, or does most Jeff look like the Gerber baby fuck Santa Claus? As a matter of fact, it's him, Eric, and Izzy. Like from here up, it's like a choir of cherub angels. From here down, it's like a ZZ Top cover band. Now, if you listen to my show, you know that I do a lot of, and let's call spade a spade, I do a lot of stupid shit on there. I do a lot of dumb little voices, but I don't do impressions. So I'm going to do some. I'll do two for you. The first one, maybe a little obscure, is Fred Schneider from the B-52s covering Jimi Hendrix. Bear with me. Boom, boom, bam, boom, boom, bam, boom, boom, bam, Foxy. That's the whole impression. One more. The movie E.T., you remember Elliot, of course. You remember when he gets sick because they separate E.T. and him? Okay, stay with me again. Sick Elliot performing William Shakespeare's Richard III. Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious by the son of York. I'll be right here. I know this is a little short, but if you listen to my show, you're used to getting very little out of me. But I just, if you think I'm fucking weird, just think about this. Most of you, a lot of you have spent hundreds of dollars and flown across the country just to watch some fat, large, hairy men talk to each other. So who's the fucking weirdo?